Today's Shi'ur Masechta Gittin Taf Lamed Daled. We will begin in Mitzvah Shem Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Daled on an Aleph, six lines from the top. It says the Gemara, Gil Beruloi Shodle Gittel Advusei. Gil Beruloi sent a get to his wife. Ozo Shliach, the Shliach came to give her the get. Ashkat Aviyasav Nevla. He met her as she was sewing. Amla HaGittach. So he tells her, here's your get. Amalai, so she said to him, Zil hashta, come, go now with Talamacher, and come back tomorrow. Azal gabe, so he came back to her husband, Vamalai, and he told the husband, Gidl Bar Eloi, that I have not fulfilled my shlichus, because I was asked to come tomorrow. Pasach v'amar, baruch atayv ha'meitiv. When somebody hears good news, the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us, abasuras tayvus, when somebody hears good news, the bracha you make is baruch atayv ha'meitiv. So he made the bracha atayv ha'meitiv. So this, to him, this seems to be a clear declaration on the part of the husband that he's not interested in getting divorced. But Abaye says, Abaye am a baruch atayv ha'meitiv v'le'batal gita. It didn't have this statement, which seems to indicate that he's not interested in getting divorced, is not a clear clear declaration of being mevatal the get. And since it's not a clear declaration of being mevatal the get is still a valid get. Rava disagrees. He says, baruch atayv ha'meitiv. By him making this announcement, certainly what he meant to do was make a declaration of being mevatel the get, and the halacha is that the get is bottle. The get is bottle. So ask the Gemara, but my kamiflgi, what is the basis of the machloikis of Abai and Rova? Says the Gemara, the basis of the machloikis is the gilui dat the kamiflgi. They're arguing if gilui das is considered an adequate way of declaring a bittul haget. Abaye's opinion is gilu data begita, making this just because we know what he wants, but he did not make a explicit declaration, is inadequate. Lav milsehi. And Rava's opinion is gilu data begita, knowing by us knowing what he wants, certainly milsehi, it's considered a valid way of making that the declaration. So the simple way of explaining the machlokes is that the machlokes of Abaye and Rava is a subject that we often discuss in Shas, and that is the subject of Dvarim Shebelev Hava Dvarim, and that Abaye's opinion is that Dvarim Shebelev Lo Hava Dvarim, and therefore it's not an appropriate way of being mevatel the get. And Rava holds Dvarim Shebelev have dvarim, that, and therefore it is a good way of being mevatel the get. That's the simple way of learning the Gemara. That's the way I saw that the Tosfos Rid explains their machlokes. The Chasam Sofer and others disagree, and they say that everybody agrees throughout Shas that dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and just because you have a gilui milsa, it's inadequate. It's an inadequate way of showing, of declaring your intention. The issue over here is a different subject, and that is the issue of umden nemuchach. Sometimes, even though it's not a clear declaration, but it's umden nemuchach, it's clear what your intention is. And that is the machloikis between Abaye and Rava. Abaye holds that even an umdena, even though it's a very clear indication that that's what the husband meant, is inadequate. And Rava holds that if it's clear that that's what he wants, even though he didn't make the proper declaration, it's going to be considered a adequate way of making a bit a mitl haget. Says the Meiri, and others say the same, that the pshat here is that what the part of the Rav's understanding of the story is goes back to something that we discussed in our previous year, and that is that he said it to the shliach. So as we've learned in our previous shiurim, the fact that the husband says it to the shliach or says it to the wife, but the case in our Gemara is where he said it to the shliach, since he said it explicitly to the shliach, it changes everything. And that's why Rava says, because we have this clear clarity that he wants it, and he's saying it to the shliach, who is the person who the proper bittul get should be said to, that's why it's considered a proper bittul get. But everybody would agree, says the Meiri, that if he would have said it to someone else who's not the shliach, it would not be fine. Furthermore, says the Taz, this machloikus that we're having in our Gemara between Abaye and Rava, if Gilui Das is considered a bittul get, is only if it was done, like in the case of our Gemara, where the get was already given to the wife, wanted to be given to the wife. But let's say, he points out, the Taz and the Pesach Tshuva quotes other Paiskim that hold that way as well, that if before the get was actually given, there's a clear indication, there's a Gilui Das from the husband, that that's the intention of the, that's the, that his intention is to mevatel the get, then even, then everybody would agree that that would be considered, milsa would be something to reckon with, and the get, we would have to be concerned if the get is a valid get. I saw the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses a situation where somebody intended to send a shroigim to Eretz Yisrael, and he had them delivered to the airport, and he wanted them to be shipped to Eretz Yisrael, and then the shliach who was taking them to Eretz Yisrael had to pass by customs, and the customs charged a significant tax on those shroigim. The shliach was told to deliver the shroigim to Eretz Yisrael. So he delivered that, he was ready to pay the tax. Then a strike broke out. And the strike broke out, and the shliach came home till the strike would be over. And he told the mishaleach, he told the person who was sending the shroigim, that this is what happened that prevented me from being able to bring the shroigim. And he told him also about the significant tax that he paid. And he said, Baruch Hashem. Now the question is that considered a Gilui Das, that he doesn't want to send a Srogim to Yisrael? Says the Chasam Sofer that the reason we're learning in our Gemara, according to Baya, a Gilui Das is inadequate, there are different explanations. One explanation is, like we said, that it remains Dvarim Shebelev. So if it remains Dvarim Shebelev, so then the halacha is that it's Dvarim Shebelev under all circumstances. But there are those that suggest that the reason that this is different, that those that the want to suggest that the reason that this case is different, because this is halacha in Gittin. As we've been learning in Gittin, there's a need for absolute clarity. And since in Gittin there's a need for absolute clarity, anything else would not be an adequate way of undoing a get. But when we speak about in other areas of halacha, in other areas of halacha, where it's clear that that's what the person meant, then we don't have to have that same level of clarity. And it's clear here that the person who sent these asroigim doesn't want to send them because he can't really make a profit with such high taxes. Then the halacha would be that everybody would agree that a Gilui Das is sufficient. So it goes back to Gemara, Amar Rav Amnon, from where do I know that a Gilui Das is sufficient? Rav Sheshes Ashkele Gita Lo Gavra Bal Karche. Rav Sheshes forced a person to give a get. As we mentioned in our previous year, we're going to be learning that the halacha is that under certain circumstances, Koyfer Oysoi Achiyah Meroitzani, we could force the husband to give the get until he says, Roitzani, that he's agreeable to give the get. And that was the story where Rav Sheshes forced a person to give a get. V'amalu Lusadi, And the husband said to the Edom after he appointed them, Hocha amulcho Rav Sheshes, this is what Rav Sheshes said, that you should write the get, levatel gita. But he said to them, I want the get to be bottled. And says the Gemara, v'atzchei Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes said, he said that they had to write another get. The fact was that he said that Rav Sheshes said that the get should not be a good get. That isn't a clear bitla get. Bitla get, as we keep on learning, it requires the husband to be mevatel the get. He wasn't explicitly mevatel the get, even though he wasn't officially mevatel the get, we still see that Rav Sheshes said that it's considered a bitla get because the intention became clear. Abaya, says the Gemara, says Abaya, how does Abaya understand that Gemara? Amar Rav Sheshes, mevatel gita dan sheheva, says Abaya, you can't bring a raya from that story. Because could Rav Sheshes be mevatel other people's get? The only one that can mevatel the get is obviously the husband alone. So what must have happened here? Iu batla, the husband was the one who was mevatel the get. V'hayde kam lahochi, and the reason he said this is mishum dafnui. The reason he said it was that there were people that Rav Sheshes had appointed that if were he to try this kind of a trick, if he could try this type of a trick that being mevatel get is going to say there's mevatel to get, these people who I guess were Rav Sheshes's officers would have punished him for doing that. So therefore, he used this wording that it was Rav Sheshes that told me to mevatel the get. But it was he. If he's being mevatel the get, of course, it's a bitla get. Vamar Abaya, says the Gemara, Vamar Abaya Menon Minlo, says Abaya, from where do I know that Gili Das is not going to work? Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Ashka Gita L'chasna Rav Yirmi Bera. Rav Yehuda forced the son-in-law of Rav Yirmi Bera to write a get for his wife, or batla, and then the husband was mevatelet. Tana Ashkelay, so Rabbi Yehuda forced him to write another get, or batla, and again the husband was mevatel the get. Hada Tana Vashkelay Akarche, again he forced him to write a get. Vamalu, and Rabbi Yehuda said to the Edim, Asivu kari b'naychu, put wax in your ears, v'ksuvelay, and write the get. And therefore, even if the husband will try to be mevatel the get, it wouldn't help him, because since you have wax in your ear, you wouldn't hear the bitla get. Now, clearly, the husband is speaking, and the husband is saying that he wants to be mevatel the get. So this is clearly a situation of gilui das. Even though it's a situation of gilui das, says the Gemara, says Abaya, Visakadatach, Gili Data Begita Milsihi, that just showing what your desire is enough of a way to mevatel the get. So certainly in this case, Hachazda Karat Basrayu, didn't he see that this husband's running after them and trying to mevatel the get? And yet Abaya discounts it. So we see Rabbi Yehuda discounts it. So we see that Gili Das is not counted. Rava. And Rava says, the fact that he was running after them, again, they cannot hear what he said because they had wax in the ear. The fact that he's running after them is not a gili das. Because as we said earlier in the shir, the definition of a gili das is when you know clearly what is the intention of the husband. In this case, the fact that the husband's running after them is not necessarily an indication that they want to mevatel the get. Damalhu, maybe these people could say, Asher, please do this. Havlu hayo keich the mishnah tzadeu gavra. He's encouraging them to give the get as quickly as possible, because he knows Rabbi Yehuda was punishing him until the get was given, And since Rabbi Yehuda was punishing him until the get was given, he wanted to get Rabbi Yehuda off his back. As the Rashba says that we learned, the Mishnah says, in Mishigia get liyada, if the get once the wife, we learned in our Mishnah, received the get, shuv eini yachal levatla. At that point, the husband can no longer be mevatel the get. And the Gemara explained that what is the case of the Mishnah, where the husband is trying to run after the shliach to be mevatel the get, and even though he's running after the shliach to mevatel the get, if he's able to get to the shliach or to the wife before, then the get will be bottled. And if he's unable to get to the shliach or to the wife before, the get will not be bottled. So isn't this clearly a raya, asked the Rashba, Tabai's opinion that just running after him is not considered a bittul get? So why did the Gemara bring a raya from that Mishnah? So one teretz the Rashba says is the Mishnah didn't say this explanation explicitly. So yes, that's the way the Gemara explained the Mishnah, but the Gemara preferred to bring this story where we see clearly that he was running after them. Another teretz the Rashba suggests that even though a Mishnah is always very authoritative, but what's most authoritative in halacha is a maisa rav, is when we see a halacha la maisa that was followed. And this is exactly a case of a case where we see a maisa rav of gilidas. The Rashba gives another teretz. In the Mishnah, the way the Gemara explained the Mishnah, the only gilidas that existed is the fact that he was running after him. In this Gemara, besides the fact that they was running after, we know that this husband had already been mevatel the get, as we just learned twice before. Since the husband was mevatel the get twice before, to say that now all of a sudden he's so anxious to want to get divorced is a stretch. And still, we see from here that Gili Das is inadequate. So the Gemara said that what the Eidim were told were to put wax in the ear. But the reality is, just because I can't hear doesn't mean that the husband didn't say it. So the Rishonim ask, the reality is that the husband explicitly was mevatel the get. The fact that the Eidim can't hear because they put something into their ears doesn't mean that there wasn't a real bittul get. So Ramban says, from here we see that bittul get needs not just a declaration, but part of the formula of a bittul get is that the Eidim or the Shlichim should clearly hear it. And if they don't hear it, then it's not a bittul get. And Ritva picks up on this halacha. The Ritva and the Tosfarid. Ritva says that since there's a halacha of Ein Dover Sheba'erva Pachs Mishnayim, so Mishnayim means you have to have two Eidim as part of the bittul act. And if you don't have those two Eidim, it's not considered a proper bittul. Tosfos Rid says that we learned earlier in Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if somebody was mevatel a get improperly, that means as we learned, he went to a bezdin to mevatel the get, he wasn't mevatel the get in front of the shliach or the wife. Rebbe said bitloy mevotel, it would be satisfactory. Rav Shimon Gamliel says bitloy ain't mevotel. So says the Tosfos Rid, as part of the understanding, the opinion of bitloy and mevotel, according to Shimon Gamliel, means that a bitl has to have a proper declaration by the husband. And not only does it have to have a proper declaration by the husband, it also requires that the Eidim should hear it. That's all included as in what Shimon Gamliel said, bitloy and mevotel. So the Rashba asks, as we just learned, that Machloikis Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel, the Rebbe says, bitloy mevotel, even though you weren't mevatel it in front of the shliach or in front of the wife, it's still an adequate bitl. So ask the Rashba, so according to Rebbe, why is this case any different than that? So Rashba says that even though Rebbe holds that bitloy, if you were mevatel in front of the bezdin, not in front of the shliach or the wife, it's mevotel, it has to be a proper bitl. But this wasn't a proper bitl. Since it wasn't a proper bittul, then the halacha is that even though Rebbe holds normally bittul mevotla, here it's not. Moreover, Taisha says that even Rava, who all of a sudden says that if the husband is running after them, it's not considered an adequate bittul. As Tosfos, Rava throughout our shir has been very lenient and relying on Gilui Das. Why over here is he not relying on that? So Tosfos says that, and this goes back to something which we mentioned earlier, that even though Rava is being lenient and relying on Gilui Das, but why does Rava rely on a Gilui Das? The reason that Rava relies on a Gilui Das is it's not just a Gilui Das. It's a Gilui Das that is accompanied with an umdan of the muchach, where it's clear that that's his intention. But if it's lacking that clarity, that even though it's lacking that clarity, that's lacking, that it's not 100% obvious that that is his attention, then we don't, Rava will not say that we could be lenient. Because, of course, as we said earlier in the shir, there is the concept of Dvarim Shebelev, that Dvarim Shebelev will have a Dvarim. And the only reason Rava is not concerned in our Gemara with the concept of Dvarim Shebelev will have a Dvarim is because there's an Umdana. Here, where that umdana is lacking, because he could always say that the reason that they're running after me is because they want me actually to give the get quicker. So it's no longer a case of a clear umdana, and Rava will agree that this is a case of dvarim shebelev, and dvarim shebelev will have a dvarim. Vamer Abaya, no, I mean a lot. Abaya brings another ayah that the Gilui Das is inadequate to be mevatel get. The who? There was a person that was traveling, and before he left, he said he gave his wife a get, and Damala, and he said to her, Eli Yasin Atlas and Yom Elah have a gita. If I don't arrive by 30 days, the get should be a get. As the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, in those days, unfortunately, travel was dangerous. And because travel was dangerous, people would sometimes not come home. And they did not want to leave their wives in Aguna. So they would give a get to the wife. And they said, like in our Gemara, if I don't show up by 30 days, we'll have a get, the get should be a get. Asa, so he arrived on the 30th day, or Pasuk Mabra. But there was a river that had overflowed that prevented him from being able to bring the get, from being able to come, and the get shouldn't be a get. Amalu, so we're standing on the other side of the river and saying, Chazud Asoy, look, I'm here. Vamashmu, Loishma Masya. It's inadequate. Even though he's saying that he didn't come, and as long as he didn't come, the get would be a valid get. Ravama, so we see that Rava holds Gili Das. Why isn't the fact that he's standing on the other side and announcing, I'm here, be enough? Says the Ma'ata Hossam of Vitl Gitabai, that person wasn't intending to mevatel the get. Hossam of Kiyumi Tanoi Kabai. There, it's a different factor to be taken into consideration. There, the factor to take into consideration is, was the stipulation fulfilled? Was it not? And V'Allah came tonight, at the end of the day, it wasn't fulfilled. And therefore, since it wasn't fulfilled, then the get is a get. And therefore, Rava says this has nothing to do with the halacha of bitla get. And as I saw the Rishonim point out, that presumably, if he would have done a proper bitla get, that maybe it would have been a good bitla get, if he would have announced it in front of the wife, in front of the shliach. But he didn't do bitla get, and therefore it's a different situation altogether. Says the Gemara, Hahu dasoi, Hahu, there was a person that gave a get to his wife, that they had erisin, but they had not yet had nesuin. Damalahu, and he said to these people, if I don't have nesuin with this woman within 30 days, have a get, then the get should be a get. This woman had erisin, and as we often mention in our shiurim, midaraisa, a woman who has erisin is an eishes ish. And in order to terminate their marriage, you need to have a get. And he said that if I won't consummate the marriage with nesuin up to 30 days, this get should be a get. Kimasa tlasin yamim, when the 30th day came and he did not do Nisun, Amla HaTarachna, he says, you see that I want to get married. I'm preparing for the wedding. And this that I did not act, and this that we did not actually have the Nisun, was there was an oinus, there was something beyond our control that prevented us from having, from getting Nisun, having Nisun. So says the Gemara, L'may Nechishla, what should we be concerned? What should we be concerned about regarding the validity of this get? If it was something beyond his control that prevented him from having a Nisuin, so we know, as we've mentioned previously, ein oinus begitten. The halach is that oinus is not a claim for gitten, because if oinus were a legitimate claim for gitten, there would be all sorts of issues, and we could have mamzerim, and we could have women who will be afraid to get married, so Chazal don't accept that oinus begitten. Im shum gili data begitta, if we're going to say that he's showing clearly, he showed clearly by preparing for the wedding of that he doesn't want to have this get. So he wasn't mevatel the get explicitly, but he clearly, by showing, by preparing for a wedding, isn't that clearly an indication that he wants to be mevatel the get? Says the Gemara, plukta d'abai v'ravahi. As we're learning, that's a machlokes of abai v'ravah. Says the Gemara, another situation where the machlokes of abai v'ravah would be relevant for how to deal with the situation. Ahu, damaluhu, there was somebody who was there that said when he gave the get to his wife, Eli nesivnulishyesh achad adar leiv geta. If I won't have nesun with this woman till Rish Chodesh Adar, the get should be effective and we should be divorced. Says the Gemara, kimata resha diyacha, when Rish Chodesh Adar came and he had not made nesun, Omar Lahu. So he said, the reason I didn't do the Nisuin is because I made a mistake. I didn't realize that the Nisuin has to be done by Rish Chodesh Adar. I thought that the Nisuin have to take place. Amri. I assume that it has to be done before Rish Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara, L'may Nechishla. Again, what should we be concerned about? Imishim Oinus, that he's saying that there was an Oinus, there was a mistake. I thought that I had till Rish Chodesh Nisan when I really only had till Rish Chodesh Adar. So as we just mentioned, ein oinus begitten, that's not considered a valid point. Imishim gilui data, if we're going to say that the fact that he's making this declaration is clearly an indication that he wants to be mevatel to get, says the Gemara, as we learned, but it's not an explicit declaration. Since it's not explicit declaration, looked at the by Verova. So the Rosh, the Tosfos Rosh, points out in understanding this Gemara that we have to understand that he made this statement before Rish Chodesh Adar. Because had the husband made the statement before, after Rish Chodesh Adar, it would certainly be too little too late, because the get would have taken a place. And once a get takes effect, certainly the get can no longer be abolished. Says the Gemara, Vilchasa Kenachman, says the Gemara, the halacha is like Nachman, Rav Nachman, that said the bittel that's not done in front of the shliach could be done in front of two people, whereas Rav Sheshe said that you need to have three people. Vilchasa Nachman, that also is halacha like Rav Nachman that he said at the end of our previous year, halacha Kerebi Bishteyem. The Rebbe said that if somebody did bittel haget, not in front of the shlich or the wife, he did the bittel haget in front of a bezdin, it's mevotel. So he says that that's the halacha. The Rav Nachman paskin like Rebbe, that's the halacha. And also, the other case that we learned in our previous year, the Rebbe taught us that if somebody said to 10 people, kisu get levishti, be right a get from my wife, that to be mevotel that, you don't need to be mevatel for all 10 of them. Where Rebbe held, you could be mevatel just to some of them and it will be considered a valid bittel. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel in our previous year taught us that the halacha is that such a bittel has to take place in front of all of them. And what is relevant to what we learned in today's shir, the Hilchasak and Nachmeni, the halacha is like Abaya, that a gilui das is insufficient. A gilui das is insufficient to mevatel get. The reason Abaya, says Rashi, was called Nachmeni, because Abaye was a Yosem, and Rabbi Ben Nachmeni raised him, and therefore he was called Nachmeni, because Kol Megadlo Yosem B'Toch Beisoi, whoever raises a Yosem is Kilo Gidloi, it's like it's his child. So since Rabbi Ben Nachmeni was raised by Abaye, he was called Nachmeni. There are others say that Rabbi Nachmeni did not want, his real name was Nachmeni, but the reason he never called him Nachmeni was because Nachmeni was Rabbi's father, was his father's name, and therefore he never called him by the name Nachmeni. He always called him Abaye. Abaye is the same word as Avi, my father. And every time he addressed Abaye, he didn't want to use Abaye's real name, Nachmeni, because that was his father's name. So instead of using the Nachmeni name, he says, I'm not using your real name, because Abaye, because of my father. The pshat that Rashi gives, that he was a Yosem, raised by Rabbi Ben Nachmeni, why was he called Abaye? If the says, say the Mefarsha, because Abaye stands for Asher B'cha Yerucham Yosem. That Abaye is the example that people are supposed to, and how people do have Rachmanis on Yosemim. Rashi also points out that all over Shas, when we normally have a Machlokes Abaye and Rava, we paskin like Rava, except in six examples, Yal Kagam, and the Gimel of the Simon Yal Kagam is Al Gemara the Get, the Gili Das by a Get, where we're paskening like Abaye and not like Rava. Says the Mishnah, Bershoina, Hayim Mishana Shmoy Vishmam. They used to write the name of the husband and the wife in the way that they were called in the place where the get was written. And they did not care to write the get to write in the get the names as they called in the place where the get would actually be delivered. They were only careful about using it the name that they're called with where the get was written, because that was the place where the Edom were signing on the get. And since that was the place where the Edom was signing on the get, it was critical that the Edom should know their name by the way that they're called where they're going to be signing the get. And they didn't bother writing any other name. And as the Rishonim point out, it was very common in those days that people were being persecuted for being Jews. And because they were being persecuted for being Jews, they would run away and change the name. So it's very possible that the person in his original place where he lived had one name, and where he ran off to had another name. And the Mishnah is saying that the only name that we're concerned about is the name that's being used where the get is being written. So again, says the Mishnah, B'Shoina Haya, Mishana Shmoy V'Shmoy, Shem Iroi V'Shem Iroi. They would just write the name of the city of where the get was being written. And as the Ravid explains, they would only write the name of the city where they were currently. The Tosfos HaRosh has a little different pshat. Tosfos HaRosh pshat is that if a city was called by more than one name, they would only write the name of the city as it is called where the get was written, even though in other locations that city is called by a different name. But, says the Mishnah, Hiskel Rav Gamliel HaZaken, Rav Gamliel HaZaken instituted Shekosev Ish Ploini. They should write in the get Ish Ploini V'chul Shoyim Sheyesh Loi. You didn't have to write the names. All you had to write was that included in him is any other names that he may have. Hiskun Mulish Yakosov Ish Ploini V'chol Shum Sheyesh Loi. Ish Ploinis V'chol Shum Sheyesh Loi. But you didn't have to write those extra names. You just have to write, mean that we're including any other names. Neitikana Oilam. That people should not come to say that there must be something wrong with this get, because this person has another name. And therefore, since they have to write, by writing this, there won't be anybody to claim that the name of the get. So, as the Chasam Sofer explains, Midaraisa it's enough to write just the name by he's called by and the name of the city. But because of the Takanas Ragamliel, the halacha is that now, a very interesting phenomena points out the Chassam Sofer. This din, that you have to write this, is only a din de Rabbanan. So what would happen, points out the Chassam Sofer, if it wasn't written? Will it be considered a get at least midaraisa? So says the Chassam Sofer, a very interesting halacha, that once the halacha is that you have to write this, and as we're going to learn in the Gemara, how far you have to go writing it. Because of that, says the Chassam Sofer, the get is considered not a valid get, even midaraisa. If you don't write the get the way the Rabbanim wanted the get to be written, so the get is not a get. If the get is not a get, it's not a get, even will not be considered a valid get, even midaraisa. The Poskim discuss a very interesting shaila. When you have a person whose father's name is Tzion. So let's say you have an individual whose name is Avram, the son of Tzion. So now when you're going to write that get, there's an issue, because is his name Avraham, the son of Tzion? Or we know Ben Tzion is a get, is the name of a person. So maybe what we're writing is that Avram Ben Tzion, his name is Avram Ben Tzion. So therefore, says the Stipler, the way such a get should be written is that Avram and Ben should be written on one line. The way the Sofer should put up the get is that the get should be written Avram Ben in one line and Tzion in the next line. Because if what was being meant by saying Ben Tzion is by saying that his name is Ben Tzion, you can't write a whole name of Ben Tzion in two separate lines. And therefore, since you can't write it in two separate lines, that clearly is an indication that here the Ben means the son of. It doesn't mean that his name is Ben Tzion. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel. Shalchu l'bnei b'din Tzion l'Gamliel. The b'nei b'din Tzion sent to Gamliel. B'nei Adam habayim misham l'kan. People who come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Shmai Yosef, in Eretz Yisrael he's called Yosef. The Kairaloi, and in Bavel he's called Yochanan. Or vice versa. In Yochanan, in Eretz Yisrael he's called Yochanan. The Kairaloi, and here in Chutz Laaretz he's called Yosef. Hech Megashin Seyem. What name should be used in the get? Omer Gamliel v'Hiskin, Shekoysin, that they should write in the get in order to avoid any of these kind of misunderstandings. They should write the get ish ploini v'chol shum sheyeshloi, ish apana plonis v'chol shum sheyeshloi, v'nei tikkun olam. Says the Gemara, Omer of Ashi, when is it required to write ploini v'chol shum sheyeshloi, v'hu deschazik v'trei shmei? When the person is known to have two names, and therefore to avoid any problem, we write this. Amalei, but if he's not known to have two names, we don't have to do that. Amalei Rav Abba Rav Ashi, Rav Mori Rav Elazar Kaim Kavaseich, that we only have to write it when he has other names. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid Rav Ashi, Hoyle Shteim Noshim, if a man has two wives, Achs Behuda Vachs Begol, one in the region of Eretz Yisrael of Yehuda, and one in the region of Eretz Yisrael of Gol, V'loi Shnei Shemois, and he has two names. Also, Achas Behuda v'Achas Begol. One name he's called by in Yehuda, and one name he's called by in Gol. V'geres es ishto sh'Behuda, b'shmai sh'Behuda. He wrote a get when he was in Gol. With the name that he's called in Yehuda, because that's the place where the get will be given. But he didn't write the name that he's called by in Gol, which is the place where the get is being written. Or, this Ishta Begolo, he's in Yehuda, and he's writing a get for his wife in Golo, Bishmai Shebegolo, and he uses in the get the name that he's called by in Golo, which is the place where the get will be given, but it's not the place where the get is written. Einem Megureshes, the halacha is that the get is not a valid get. Achi Garsus Ishta Shebehuda, Bishmai Shebehuda, he should write to get for the wife in Yehuda with a name that is called a Yehuda, the shame the Galul Imai. But he also has to mention the name that is called in Galul, because that's the place where the get is being written. The Cain is Ishta Shemagalul, the Shemai Shemagalul, the shame the Yehuda Imai. So we see from here that you always have to write the Kol Shame. Continues the Gemara that from here, says Tosfos, we have actually a raya that if a person, and this is what the halach is, that if a person has numerous names, when we write the get for such a person who has numerous names, the halach is that you have to write all of those names. Tosfos also says, Tosfos the Rimaskal who quotes that Rabbeinu Tam was asked that there's somebody who unfortunately left living the Jewish wife, and now he's of course not called a Jewish name, and the only name that we write in the get is the get his Jewish name, and then his non-Jewish name, which is the name that he's actually called by all the time, should it be written into the get or not? And Rabbeinu Tam uses very sharp words: Chalila lahaskir shame oivikacham b'taris Moshe Yisrael. That you're not allowed to mention such a name in Klal Yisrael. And part of what the Gilyon Shas says, that part of the reason the Rebbe Tam took this position, because the Rebbe Tam's position suggests the Gilyon Shas, is that the get is considered like a Dovah Sheba Kedusha. And a Dovah Sheba Kedusha, it's unacceptable to write a name of a Avodah Zarah. Others disagree and say that even though this person is certainly acting inappropriately, and this person has this name, but we still should write all his names that he's called by in the get. Yotzel Makam Acher, says the Brisa further. If the husband went elsewhere, not to Yehuda and Golol, and he's called by the name of the way he's called in Yehuda, but he's divorcing with this get, his wife was a Golol, the Garish Be'achemhem, and he wrote either of those two names, either the name that he's called with in Yehuda and in this place, or the name of Gol Megareshes. Even though he didn't write the name of Gol, where the get is actually being given. Says the Gemara of Amrit, haven't we learned early in this Brisa, asked the Gemara, Shema, shame the Gol Imoy, that you also have to write, if you're writing the get in Yehuda, but you're called with another name in Golul, both of those names should be mentioned in the get, El Shema Minah. How do we reconcile the two halachas of this Braisa? Says the Gemara, Had is Chazek, Had Eloi is Chazek. If he's known by two names, once he's known by two names, we have to mention both of those names. When he's not mentioned, not known by two names, we don't have to write both names. Who would have a Karle Miriam? There was a woman that most people called her Miriam or Purta, and some people called her Sarah. Amin Adaya, says the Gemara, says in Adaya, it's very important how we should write that get. And the way to write the get is Miriam v'chol shum sheyesh loy, Miriam and any other attached name, not write loy Sarah v'chol shum sheyesh loy. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rishonim that says that if somebody's name was changed and nobody calls him by his first name, the halach is still, since that was his original name, that name should be written in the get. And he brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu that the Torah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avram Yaakov Avinu, lo yikore shimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael. And even though he was told that your name will be Yisrael, he's still called Yaakov. So you see that the fact that his name was changed doesn't mean that it should not be mentioned. There are others that disagree, and they say that the reason that it's different there is because Yaakov was explicitly still called Yaakov. But in a situation where the person's name is no longer being used in any context, we maybe could be more lenient. Of course, the halacha is, the Pesach can say that we should not be lenient and we should write both names. Another question that comes up, that many times, unfortunately, if somebody is not well, They change his name. They add a name, and but even though a name was added, and the reason the name was added was because people for a school or for a fool, but most people still call him by the original name. And now the question that comes up, since most people call him by his original name, how should the get be written? So the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. The way the get should be written is that his primary name is his new name, the name by which he's being called now, by name by which he was added to, the name that he's called up to the Torah that way. And then they should write that name, the miskri, and you should add that he's called only by the first name, the name that he was originally called by. But the way the get should read is the primary name is not the name that he's been always called by, and that was actually the name that he was given by his bris, but rather by the name that he now has after they changed his name.